Hey guys, I am Teo Samardžija from Croatia. I am studying electrical engineering and computer science, and I'd like to give my perspective on Donald Trump banning Huawei based on unfounded assertions of spying on its customers using the software on its smartphones. The mainstream media has already criticized him a bit for that, but if you ask me, it's not nearly enough. The mainstream media are mostly considering the accusation of spying to be at least plausible. And I will explain to you why I think it's outright ridiculous. So, Donald Trump, you are basically saying that the drivers that are pre-installed on Huawei phones are modified to include spyware, which obviously no one antivirus program for Android today can detect, right? Well, see, Donald Trump, the problem with modern antivirus software is not that they don't detect malware as malware. If you have any modern antivirus software on your computer or your mobile phone, with the possible exception of Claim AV, you are basically 100% safe from malware. What you are not safe from are the problems created by false positives. It is when innocent programs are being misdetected as malware. To give you some basic perspective, Microsoft has trouble making new versions of CSRSS, the Task Manager for Windows Background Services, which will not get misdetected as a malware by some antivirus software. Mozilla has trouble making new versions of SpiderMonkey, the JavaScript engine of the Firefox browser, which won't get misdetected as malware. Google has trouble making updates for Chrome, which won't be misdetected as malware. Motorola has trouble making Bluetooth drivers, which won't get misdetected as malware by Google Play Protect. And you are telling me somebody at Huawei is capable of making actual malware for Android, which won't get detected as a malware by any antivirus software for Android? Do you realize how silly you sound? And let's assume, for the sake of argument, that's true. Why would they keep it secret? Why wouldn't they report that to Google and get a lot of money, which Google gives for those things? Actually, to make the actual spying happen, you need to have quite a few people knowing about that. Why wouldn't somebody blow the whistle? I mean, they are obviously very tech-savvy people. They certainly know how to contact, for instance, WikiLeaks through Tor without a chance of getting detected. This is, if you ask me, tantamount to the claim that the moon landings were faked. I think that what's going on here is that ever since Edward Snowden revealed the mass surveillance by the US government, people are afraid that big tech firms are spying on them, but that they don't know enough about technology to differentiate between plausible and implausible assertions about those things. Also, Donald Trump, you claim to be pro-free market, right? Well, your actions tell us otherwise. You promised you will cut the taxes and decrease the spending. You didn't really do any of those things. You symbolically cut the taxes on the few rich people who pay the income tax, but an average American still pays a whole bunch of taxes with almost anything they buy. Admittedly, this is slightly better than what George W. Bush did, and he reformed the laws related to tax so that an average person pays even more in taxes than they did before. And it's quite obvious you didn't do much about decreasing the spending. You spent billions of dollars building that wall on the border with Mexico. And I think you know that you won't find any PhD economist claiming that was worth the cost. As far as I know, you didn't stop any of the old spending programs. You also didn't massively deregulate business as you promised you will. You claim you don't believe in global warming, but you left America with still more nonsensical environmental regulation than European Union has, let alone China has. Also, economic freedom implies the rule of law. That is, it's the law that rules the decisions of the government, and not any single person. Well, banning Huawei is obviously against the rule of law, since it's not the law that decides Huawei should be banned, it's you, Donald Trump, as an authoritarian leader who decided that. And it's going to backfire on America a lot, and soon, since you, unlike Europe and China, won't have the fast internet technologies that Huawei developed. Look, I don't know how to word this question, but is it possible that you are actually a socialist at heart, that you don't actually believe in a free market, that you are more like I hate to use this word, but a fascist at heart, you know, that you believe that the government can somehow control the economy better than private individuals? That I think you know what I mean. Your actions tell us that. Thanks for watching. Donald Trump is very unlikely to see this video, but he has countless supporters from all over the world, and I hope this video will wake up some of them.